You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view.
Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the coupon code 2MORDOR to get 25% off your first month. That's right.
That's right. It sounded good to me.
You use Ventrilo server, TeamSpeak 3 servers, or Mumble servers and switch between the three on the fly as you'd like, saving your settings at the same time. Or if you'd like a PC, you can go to DoghouseSystems.com and use the code 2MORDOR. To get double your RAM.
I just have to say, we just did an epic... Oh, first of all, it's been a long day. Did we hit record here?
Yes.
Great. Just checking. We did this epic long Weatherstock live broadcast. And last year, I think if you listen to the show after Weatherstock from last year, all I did was whine and complain that all my screenshots were ugly. This year, not the case. I could move around. I could take screenshots from wherever I wanted, and it's all thanks to my Doghouse system.
Cool. So I would like to thank our welcome, El Boragorn and Katani, to the show.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
So we invited these two on because last week we were a little poopy about the whole pre-order thing. And both Katani and Elb have pre-ordered, and so we invited them to give kind of a flip side. But... then, you know, Turbine also kind of sweetened the pot this week. So, but we invited them anyway to share this episode with us. And you want to go right into what we did this week?
Sure. What'd you do this week?
Dumb time, we attempted Attack at Dawn with 5. And then we totally dumbed it up. Dummy Dumb kept on playing that he loved my skirmish hobbit, who's called Whittledum. And he kept chasing around going, Whittledum. Yeah, I think you're cute. And I'm like, she's a mute. She don't talk. Oh, Whittledum. And Whittledum had like run into the room and Dummy Dumb had chased after her and started the end boss and locked Opidum out of the room. And there was only 5 of us to begin with. And so we failed.
Okay.
And so that's how we dumbed that up. And then we got a 6th and we went and just did hard mode Grand Stair just for some Moria tokens. And I actually got 3 of my Moria set for my burglar.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, we did super epic long Weatherstock.
That's pretty much all I did was the epic long Weatherstock.
How about you, Katani?
I've been bouncing around all over the place this week in LOTRO. I was leveling a new warden, because apparently wardens are the cool things to level these days. And I've been working on getting my champ through Moria, kind of enjoying the new revamp there. And I've been working on deeds for my Berg, which is, you know, as really exciting.
That's tons of fun.
Help?
Well, this week, led my kinship and Evrenal Endelmir to our first kill of Tier 2 Saruman. That was definitely exciting. I think there's a little shout out to a couple of the kinmates who are in the chat room tonight. And I've actually also been leveling another warden. It's my third warden that I'm leveling, and I've also been kind of enjoying the session plays that are involved with the legendary pre-order of Rohan, which we'll get into a bit later, I guess.
So why a third warden?
Why not a third warden?
Any particular strategy behind it, or are you just like leveling wardens?
Well, actually, what prompted me this time is with all the changes to the Warden in Update 7, they also changed the kind of skill progression when you get things. So I kind of wanted to check out how the Warden levels and the lower levels now, since they've actually changed that quite a bit.
Okay.
We have some Warden fans in the chat rooms. They're saying, yes, the question is why only 3? And Pineleaf is saying, why not? Pineleaf loves Wardens too.
Well, you know, you gotta get to 3 before you can get to 4. You know, it's
it's a step process.
It's just a stepping stone, right? No, my 3 wardens are all on the same server.
I believe he has names picked out for wardens 4 and 5, though.
Is that true?
That is true. I have more names already picked out.
Fantastic.
Brian says five is right out. Oh, goodness gracious. So, should we get into the town crier?
Sure.
And now, the town crier.
So, this week, the biggest news was that the Riders of Rohan will now come with the turbine points and instance cluster. Sapience made a post stating that they have listened to complaints.
And Very loud complaints.
They have decided to include turbine points. For the base edition, you'll get 1,000. For the heroic edition, you get 1,000 as well. And for the legendary edition, you get 2,000.
Correct.
The instance cluster that is coming later after Riders of Rohan was not going to be included. However, it is now included for those who purchase the Riders of Rohan expansion.
Yes. So they've modified the purchase order plans. So in case you didn't know this, because last week we were making it very, very clear that the instance cluster was not included. And now there's a reversal on that. The instance cluster will be included if you purchase, and not just pre-purchase, just if you purchase Riders of Isengard, Riders of Rohan, which is a good thing. I'm thinking this is a good thing, right? You guys already purchased before this, though. So what made you purchase before?
Well, for me, it's one of those things where, you know, when I started playing LOTRO, I've pretty much devoted myself to it, and nothing was going to stop me from playing it. And I've got a lot of faith in Turbine, and I kind of had a feeling that with all the vocal complaints and stuff, that, you know, more wasn't going to get added to the package anyway, so I wasn't really that worried. And the fact is, even if they didn't add it, like, a lot of the stuff included in there, when you consider that it's account-wide and one per character, or whatever, certain things, like the theoretical value, especially since they put out what the prices on certain items are going to be in the store once it goes live, the value is pretty decent. As long as they can deliver on the size and scope of this expansion, I think it was well worth it.
Were you freaking out, though, when they said that the instance cluster was going to be separate?
No, well, I don't think they explicitly ever said that it was going to be separate. They just would not confirm that it was going to be included. And the fact that the instance cluster wasn't going to come out at the same time didn't worry me at all. For me, it's like, hey, a couple months off of raiding, time to level up my alt, let's get things geared and situated without feeling like the pressure of trying to get things done. So you're in a big raiding kit, and you know, it's I don't want to call it like a second job, but at the same time, you know, you feel
like it's a second job.
You feel like you have an obligation to the other people there to, you know, show up and to put forth your best effort and to try to get it done. So having, you know, some time where there's not going to be a cluster, not going to be a raid, that's just great for being able to just kick back. Everybody can do their own thing. You can have a couple characters leveled. You don't feel like you have to level this character right now because of what the kin needs. So just be time to just, you know, enjoy the game, enjoy the story, enjoy the world.
Are you going to level your captain to 85, or are you going to keep him at 75?
It depends how much leveling influences crafting. I'm sure he'll get leveled at some point before, you know, the next level cap after that, but
not before I have two captains at level cap.
Yeah, my two wardens and probably my burglar will come before my captain.
Okay.
So for you guys, adding the turbine points in the instance cluster was just gravy on top. You were already happy, and this made you happier.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, It wasn't a question of, you know, whether or not we were going to buy the pre-order. It was just, you know, hey, this is extra bonus to it, you know.
I don't know. We got a lot of people who were upset.
I still haven't decided. I have to say that the turbine points in the instance cluster, not so much, because I don't instance very, very often, like ever. I don't think I've done like the last two new ones. But the points did add a little bit of interest to me. I still have not pre-ordered at this time. I don't know. The only thing that I think that makes me interested is the exclusive horseplay stuff. Not that I don't like the armor, but I'm never going to wear it. I don't wear armor. I wear pretty dresses. Let's be honest. I can't even think of a character who would prefer that. Maybe my burglar, but she's just got a sweet set of Moria gear.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I still haven't gotten it yet, so I'm not sure.
I probably am going to pre-order. It's just a question of when right now. I didn't have your guys' leap of faith of just like, new stuff, woo! And I have to say that the turbine points makes it a little better. I still think it's still a little on the expensive side.
It is still expensive.
Obviously I would like the Legendary Edition at $70. Yeah, they added a $20 turbine point value to it. I honest to God don't need turbine points. I've bought the Mithril Edition. I've bought the Steam Edition. I've got points coming out my ears at this point. So it's not really that I need the points, but that does kind of damper some of the extra costs for me, I guess.
Before they added the extra points to this pack, I had like 6 turbine points earlier this week.
You've already gotten your 2,000 bonus.
Yeah, we got it like the same day that Excellent. They announced it.
I still don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm still undecided. I'm still on the fence. But we brought in some of the other side for you guys to hear. So we're not just ranters of Rowan.
Well, there were a lot of people who were mad at Turbine. There were people who wanted refunds. There was threatening of accounts being banned.
Which was very, very irresponsible, like, if you ask me. That was a bad idea.
Like, people got emails. And, of course, I don't know how many emails were exchanged between the two. But they were emails saying that, you know, if you continue this, you know, asking for a refund, you're going to get banned. We may take action against your account, which may include the banning of the account.
The thing is, though, is that these people weren't asking to just, okay, I've already purchased it, just give me my money back and I want to keep it. These were folks who were just like, take all the crap back and give me my money back. And, it was a true refund. And they were saying, oh, you've already applied the key, so it doesn't work. But they've fixed stuff like this before. People have put the key on like their son's account instead of their own, and they've called. They can fix that. They can.
And the only thing that says on their website is that there's a 30-day refund for all stuff bought through Digital River.
Well, I guess the key is that they applied the key, but.
But there's nowhere does it say that if you apply the key, you're out of luck.
And they should have. Hopefully, they're working on. They got their lawyers on making that clear right now, because a lot of people wanted a refund simply because of the changing of, everybody thought the instance cluster was included, then they changed the FAQ. And I know Elb thinks that it wasn't clear, but I think that from the interviews we saw, it was very clear that it was not going to be included.
Yeah, they need to have, I looked on their site for the return policy. It's in their FAQ, it's in their one of their other policies. It's referenced all the time, that return policy. But if you go and look at their website, it's like, you do have to fill out a form and email them. But the only thing it says, as far as the return policy, is that all sales have a 30-day refund through Digital River.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, okay, if that's the return policy, I mean, what else do I have to go by? Because there is no thing that says return policy, and you can click on it and read it.
I'm sure that they don't want to give away refunds, but the response of do not, because the next step for these folks was to go to their credit card or go to PayPal and dispute the charge, which is a valid way to get something back.
Right.
It is a valid excuse. Turbine could take away their stuff, and Turbine is not listening to their refund, and they have a 30-day refund policy. They're well within their rights to go to their creditor and say, I did not want this, and they're charging me for it.
Right.
And then to respond with, we may take action on your account, you may be banned for this, you know, that's horrible. That's horrible. Nobody wants to get banned because they bought a package that they didn't want.
Yeah, I would.
You can't go into Best Buy and say, I bought the CD, but I don't like it. And they'll be like, we are not giving your money back and you are banned from Best Buys forever. Like, you can't do that.
So hopefully, because I'm still imagining that there's people who probably want a refund just because they're that mad. Although I would suggest that they kind of cool down and think about it. But I don't think it's going to resolve all the issues. I do think it resolves a lot of the issues. The whole adding turbine points and...
I think that was a good move. And some people were kind of even still kind of snarky about this, saying, well, they're just doing that because people are complaining. Well, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Exactly. They want to make their customers happy. They're hearing all these customers hate the current package, and so they modified it. You know, whatever.
It's better that they do it than they don't do it. They're
They could have not done anything. They could have told you, suck it.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They said, okay, we've got a whole lot of people angry about this. What can we do to make it better? And they did it. So I think that even if you are still so angry, I think you have to recognize that they listened to their customers and they've tried to fix it.
Yeah.
Would you guys agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like you said, they could have just sat there and they could have done nothing about it. I mean, the fact that, you know, they saw, you know, a very large vocal part of the community make a statement and they acted on it. And, you know, I think it's a good move. I mean, you know, in some of these cases, it's like, you know, they're all sitting down in a room and as, you know, people working a turbine, you know, the way they put a value on something is going to be different than the way a player puts a value on something. So basically, this is like the first week, think of it as just kind of like a beta pricing event. You know, it's like, here's what we're proposing, you know, and you can buy it right now if you want. And instead, people, you know, spoke up and, you know, and they got it changed. And, I mean, you know, maybe it wasn't the absolute best way to go about the process, but, you know, you got to understand that, you know, from their perspective and our perspective, there's going to be a variance. And the fact that they used their ability to change that on the fly, I think was a really great thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and I can't remember if I said this last week or not, but with the store and everything, Turbines really built a culture in the game where people are very analytical of how much money they spend and what the features they're going to be getting. And there's a fear of what they're going to have to pay for down the line.
Sure.
And, you know, there's just, you can't, I think Turbine really needs to rethink the whole buy an expansion because it's an expansion and think maybe next year, seriously have a very detailed thing of what is included and what's not included.
I think there was improvement from last year. This year we saw store prices right away. So people could make a decision of whether they wanted to buy it in the store. We didn't get the store prices until like right before Isengard. And also another thing to keep in mind here is that Turbine is still new to this. This is only their second expansion since Free to Play. They're going to make mistakes. This kind of falls into that category, I believe.
Yeah.
But I think that they tried to make it right with the adjustment that they made.
Yeah, just the expectation of the customer really worked against them in this case, where people just expected there to be instances, and instead of being able to focus on what they were getting, which is kind of unknown at this point because they're very hush-hush about it. I mean, we know about mounted combat. We know there is mounted combat, and we know a few things about it, and we know a couple of other features, but they're not talking about the rest, so people tend to focus on what they're not getting, which is instances and clusters and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that works against them. And, you know, it's just lessons learned. But, I'll buy the expansion because I want the instances and I like the turbine points. And I want to see Rohan and all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did you want to see some?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, I think a lot of the reason why we're seeing them not telling us a lot of details up front this last time is, I don't remember if you guys remember, but when they first announced Rise of Isengard, it was like back in early winter last year or something, they announced it, and they had mentioned that there was going to be a new PvP map, and everybody got real excited, and then they scrapped. So I think that's a big, big reason why they're very hush-hush at this point, because they don't want to, you know, write a check that they can't cash, so to speak.
But at the same time, if they are ready to announce it, they should have a good idea of what the main features are.
Yeah, well, 2 years later, people are still asking when they're going to get the new PvP map.
Yeah. There was a bunch of angry posts about that this week as well. You saw on the Dev Tracker.
So.
Well, I think the thing with a new map there is that You know, the PvP is such that, you know, it probably needs more of a systematic rework than an actual new map, because if you put the same system on a new picture, it's still the same system. It's still going to feel the same. It's still going to play the same. And, you know, within a month, you're going to get just as bored of that new map as you were of the old map. So I think what they really need to do is to just rework the systems and make it more attractive, more rewarding, more engaging, more conducive to PvP.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be doing something. That was in Rowan's Q&A, that they're doing something for PvMP. Like trying to make it more killing people instead of NPCs.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is kind of an interesting experience where you go into PvP and like, hey, want to go to kill 20 elves? Not really. I'd like to kill some people.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what
elves aren't people.
Right,
no,
now
they're not.
You've got quest rings everywhere, and it's like, kill slugs.
Yeah,
kill orcs. We kill people. Kill a troll. But there are quests for killing people. There's just a lot less of them, and they're a lot harder to do.
Yeah, it's a little bit interesting. So it'll be good to see what they do. But all right, we'll move on. So there were a couple of Riders of Rohan interviews from E3, one from MMORPG, one from Curse. And I don't know. What do you think? What did you think of these?
Well, first of all, the one from MMORPG, people were all excited about Argonath. I don't know what this is. Why are people excited about this?
The Argonath? That is the, if you remember in the movies when they're going down the river of Amon-Hen, there's the two Statue of Kings with their hand out.
Right,
That's the Argonath. It's,
oh!
It's like a big deal historically and visually and, you know, symbolically. So it's, you know, for like the lore geeks, that's like really awesome.
Well, now I'm excited about it too. I didn't know what it was.
I want to go out on their hands. Is that too much to ask for? To be able to and climb up and, well, yeah.
And make a video of us posing randomly on their hands. It'll be like hand voguing. It'll be awesome. There was nothing especially new that I remember from these videos. Other than it was nice to see some video interviews. And apparently, if you look, I think it was the Curse one, in the background you can see Fangorn on the screen.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was confirmed by Sapience in the forums, or one of the devs in the forums. It may not have been Sapience.
That it was Fangorn?
That it was Fangorn, yep.
That's cool. I wonder what Fangorn was doing up there.
Huh? I don't know. But there's like I guess it's a TV screen. It looks like a screen.
Yeah, there's a TV screen in the background.
Anyway, you can check those out. We have links that we have, well, embeds of those on our site. You can go check those out. We also had a new trailer thing this week. A first in a series, apparently, of the behind the scenes look of creating that live action junk that they did. But the end does feature some gameplay footage. And you know, when I was watching the gameplay footage, some of it looks like it's Isengard to me. Or like,
I would expect it to bleed out some.
You know, some of it does. And is it just me, or does the horse that you get, the Easternet horse, kind of look like one of the horses from Isengard? Because I was watching it and I was like, why are they showing these dorky Isengard horses? And then I kind of looked at, I think it was Katani's screenshots, and I was like, oh, I guess that is the new horse. Am I alone in this? Because it kind of looks similar to me.
Which horse?
The new horse, the Easternet horse, looks like the green version that we got from Isengard, sort of, kind of. Like, it's got a horse on it, but it's like more italicized or something.
More italicized?
It's kind of slanted.
I can see it. Well, okay. First of all, discussing these videos, very cool to see. I mean, yeah, there are pictures of Isengard, and I can't see why there would be things that bleed over as far as architecture and land structure and things like that. Also, I don't think all of these are taken in Rohan. Some of these screenshots are definitely taken in Isengard. But one of the
screenshots,
big
screenshots, which
well, sorry, I'm sorry, gameplay.
Oh yeah.
But one of the things that's interesting, these three people, characters that are in the movie, are going to be in the game, and they're going to be involved in the story somehow.
So, yeah, I think someone in our chat room said that in the last show, which was a good guess. And whoever you were correct. Because I just laughed at the
in-game characters way better at acting than the out-of-game characters.
Yeah, so I guess I have an apologies to make because I just laughed at this live-action trailer and called it junk. Well, I did that this one too. But anyway, I'm sorry. I guess you're trying to tell a story that I didn't get because I was...
There wasn't a story in the...
I was stunned by the awfulness.
It was a good idea.
I'm not saying it was. I understand what they were trying to do. The whole game that we're playing is tied to a very thick story, and they're trying to give that story a different life outside of it. Kitani and Elb, what did you think of the live-action trailer thing?
I'm a dork. I thought it was kind of cool and inspiring, but...
That's fine.
You know, I've been into that. The thing the whole time, you know, and I'm easily moved by, like, scenes like that, like, you know, on the, you know, the eve of battle, just kind of like, I don't know, it struck a chord with me.
That's good. We want all different aspects.
No, that's why we brought you guys on, because we're apparently jaded dill holes.
Well, you know me, I love actors who get jobs, so I love that part about it. I just didn't, I don't know. I'm picky sometimes. That's what it comes down to.
I'm getting distracted because I keep hearing videos in the background and I'm not able to listen to you guys or anything.
I don't hear the videos. Are you streaming videos to them?
You should no longer hear it. I apologize.
Thank you. Now I can hear myself think.
So what do you think of the live action thing, Kitani?
To be honest, I haven't watched it.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
I've been too busy doing horse quests.
You know, the lengths that they went to is cool. And if they inspire people like Elb and others, then that's cool. And a lot of people appreciated the fact that they're stepping it up. And I think, and as far as tying it with stuff in game, I think that's pretty cool. I just thought that the acting was horrible, but I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. And I felt bad for the guy who had the bad wig. I really did.
Yeah, that guy with the bad wig was bad.
Okay. But he didn't say anything, so... All right,
it's fine.
We'll move on.
So anyway, this is going to be the first in the series. There's going to be more talking behind the scenes of the making of that. So that might not be so bad.
You know what else is not bad? Free steeds for referring a friend.
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
Unless you have friends who don't do it like I do.
So
all my friends either already play or would never play.
Right.
Pretty much.
So what they're doing is... there's always been a refer-a-friend thing, and what it is you get a specific link that you give to your friend, and your friend clicks on that link and signs up for an account, and then that way your accounts are kind of linked, and any purchases of turbine points that they make in the game, so if they get, like, a double bonus points, whatever, I guess that wouldn't count because it's probably a promotion, but anyway, if they buy turbine points in the store, you get 10%. As kind of a referral fee. So they get their full amount that they buy, but you get an additional 10% for being the referral buddy. And that's for as long as they play and as long as they buy turbine points. It's not a bad deal. I mean, if you can get enough friends, you could have an endless supply of turbine points, possibly.
But I have no friends.
Yeah, I have no friends either. You are my friend. I'm your only friend.
Kitani's, I already play.
Kitani's my friend. She already plays too. but now they added...
You know what? Wait, I just thought of something.
What?
Elb, next time you run out of characters and start a new thing, I will refer you as a friend. I call it Kitani.
I'm referring myself.
Yes, right. That's genius. Refer yourself.
Don't even let me get the referral.
Outsmarted by... Dang it.
But anyway, they've kind of added to this deal where if you refer 5 friends, you get a free in-game mount. It is account-wide. It is the steed of the Winged Herald. It is a blonde pony with like a greenish winged tack thing. According to the terms of service, it's only available to North America, Australia, and New Zealand. But we do have some reports of EU players having success with this. And it's something to do with... Hold on. whether or not they are found in the lore book, whether or not they can see the page. But if you can get to the ReferFN page that's linked in our post, you should be eligible because, and you're logged in, obviously. You have to be logged in. you should be eligible to get this deed. Yeah. If you can read the comments if you need more information about how to do so, because I'm not going to mention the obvious here.
All right, there's also a turbine guide that was released for Legendary Items 101. It doesn't get into the complexities of legendary items as far as like starlight crystals and...
Yeah, I understood this part so other things, so far.
it does cover the basics and should get you going as far as when you first get your legendary items. And it's definitely something that was needed. I think they need to do a part two, possibly a part three.
It's a 101. Yeah. Let's be fair. It's supposed to be a starter. It's like somebody who just turned 45 and they just got their first legendary item, correct? That's who the audience is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's
not for somebody like me who's had a legendary item forever and doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it could help you too. I'm not going to lie.
I did look at this. I thought that I understood everything in this one. So I do need what would be next? 102?
201.
201, please. Please and thank you.
201. And see, also, there was a community quest pack sale poll where Turbine asked on the forums what the community would like.
Well, it's still
open
right now.
It's still open. Okay.
Open until tomorrow. Right. So if you're listening to us live, you can still vote on this poll.
They want to know what the community wants as the next quest pack that will be offered at 50% off. And they have pretty much
people
all
are saying
of them.
Rohan.
Rohan.
the choices are North Downs, Trollshaws, Evendim, Misty Mountains, Forakel, Angmar, Eregion, Lothlorien, Enidwaith, or Great River. The Great River is it's a new one. So if you need one of these zones off, head to the poll. Put in your poll. It's going to be on sale. They're going to save it for a sale for the first week in July.
I'm guessing that Misty Mountains is not in one of the top ones.
Probably not. I would not. Yeah.
Trollshaw shouldn't be either.
I got surprised that one time. I never thought Angmar would be. And I think that one of the past community polls, Angmar won. I was like, what? People want Angmar?
I got to see what the results are so far.
Consider that Angmar comes with a few instances.
Oh, you know what? It's not a big surprise on which one's the top one.
Oh, is it? What's the top one? I don't have it open.
Great River.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't have that one yet.
Yeah, and it's the latest one for 72 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Forakel is number two.
Oh, really? Forakel's a good zone. It's not a bad zone.
Okay. All right, and then we got the store news. What's going on in the weekly sale?
Oh, I opened the wrong link. Sorry.
Well, that's.
I was jumping ahead. Who knows? Free item of the week is a 25% legendary item XP tome.
Yay! You can use that after reading the 101 guide.
Coupon code LIXP25. I've never used one of these. Have you guys used one?
I don't remember.
Just coupon code in general?
No,
like the 25%.
The 25% legendary item.
No, I mean... unless you're going to stand around and just continuously kill monsters endlessly for the duration of it, it's not worth it. And
it's
even
only
if you are,
minutes.
It's still not going to worth it.
Yeah, it's only 30
I've
minutes.
Never bought any of those tomes, but I've gotten a bunch from like lotteries and stuff that I use every once in a while if I'm really in a hurry to level up a legendary item, but they're not, I don't buy them.
But they're free this week. You can get 5 for free.
Yay, for
I can take
free.
Up more storage space. Yay!
Exactly.
They have a limited release of Rift cosmetic gear. This is not functional armor. This is cosmetic armor. And they are selling individually for 295 turbine points in the store or for 1,295 turbine points for a full set. This is a per character purchase. There are sets for each class available. And it's probably good to note that you can get this in game with skirmish. Well, marks and medallions. They're not called skirmish marks anymore.
Yes. Rift gear is pretty cool. Some of it looks really cool.
I think I have a Guardian picture up there.
I like the Warden and Captain sets.
It's because you don't have a Guardian. I don't have one either.
Yeah, but would you pay $1,300 for a full set?
No, I've been using marks and medallions for them.
Okay.
There's your answer. Well, you also remember that she just had 6 turbine points until recently.
That's true.
She couldn't purchase them if she wanted to.
All right. What else is on sale?
Vault storage is on sale. Woohoo!
Yep.
You want to keep in mind that upgrades up to upgrade 6 can be purchased in this game. Use your gold monies instead of your real life monies. That's my advice. But upgrades 7 through 9 are store exclusive, and you can only purchase those in the store. And it's on sale for 20% this week.
Okay. Shared storage is also on sale for 20%. You can get, you start off with 20 slots and earned up to 90 extra slots. Unfortunately, each one is only 10 afterwards, isn't it? Or is it 20? I can't remember.
I think they're 10. The first 20 is the first pack, and then they're 10 after that.
Yeah, it gets a little expensive, but shared storage is pretty awesome. I really enjoy it.
He just sits around in this vault and going, I enjoy you, shared storage.
I do. It's cleaner than my inventory bags, which are also on sale for 20% off.
Yeah, so inventory bags are on sale for 20% off. This gives you bags 4 and 5. These are free for VIPs, but if you're a free player, you only get your first 3 inventory bags. It's important to note that if you're not planning on ordering Riders of Rohan, you need to own bag 4 and 5 already before you can get bag 6.
That's kind of stupid.
There's a blue post confirming that. However, I heard from, I think it was Krell on Twitter, confirmed to me that he did not have bags 4 and 5 on some of his characters. And when he pre-ordered, he got all of them. He said that 4 and 5 is no longer in the store for him to buy.
Interesting.
So that's hearsay from Twitter, but Krell's usually a pretty good source.
Currency cap is also on sale. Oh, did we mention that inventory bags is account-wide? So there you go.
Yeah, they're account-wide purchases.
So is currency cap, which makes you able to carry, more than 2 gold, is it? After 2 gold, if you don't have the currency cap, it goes into a limbo state, and then once you unlock it, you get all your money back. Which is kind of, it's an interesting way to do it. I don't know. But anyways, 20% off, 316 points, might as well get it, unlocks it for the account. It's definitely something that you're going to want as you get higher.
So free for VIPs. But if you are planning on being a free player for an extended period of time, just buy it while it's on sale, because it's something you're going to want anyway. Account-wide unlock, like Merrick said, you're just going to want it.
Yep. And Slayer Deed Accelerators. This is something Kentani might want. 20% off.
I bought some last time they were on sale.
There you go. 30 to 60 minutes, single and 5 stacks available. It makes your virtues go faster. Yeah, not fast enough, but faster.
Faster. Twice as fast. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's good. All right. In CSTM news, we have a post about Riders of Rohan pre-order exclusive Rohan content.
Well, this isn't pre-order exclusive, is it, Kitani?
I think it's just the legendary exclusive.
It's just the legendary edition.
It's pre-order. I may have worded that wrong.
That's all right. It came with your pre-order, so it... It's technically correct.
This is still a pre-order.
This is Kitani's post, and since Kitani's on, I will let her describe what she wrote about.
I just kind of went through the basics of what you can expect with the horse session play from the legendary pre-order or legendary order. It's tried not to go into too much detail. Didn't want to spoil too much, but it's a pretty fun bit of content. I've enjoyed it so far. I like kicking things with my horse and making them fly away from me.
Oh, do they get catapulted?
Yeah, they fly back.
Yeah, pretty much. One time I got a deer stuck in a tree in the troll shaws doing that.
Ah, that's awesome.
I liked it. And you ended up with your horsey cloak.
And I haven't got the horse cloak yet because that's going to take me another 15 days, I think.
You only get 2 a day and you have to have 60. Is that correct?
Yeah, the first day you get 9 total done because the starting quests and comb count towards that. So it'll take a total of 25, 26 days, I think. Something along those lines to get it all done.
Is the back of that cloak a horse's butt?
Yeah, it's a horse.
Yes,
can't you tell?
It is. There's a tail coming out of it.
It's a horse. And then the horse hood?
So you've got a horse butt on your back.
No, she's just got a horse, like, skin on.
Yeah, because, like, the front of the cloak is like a horse's head. It's really kind of weird.
I'm unsure what to think about this cloak. Somebody at Turbine has a sense of humor.
It's one of those cloaks that, you know, you want to get just to say you got it, but you don't ever want to wear it.
I would wear it if I was at your raid, Elb. I would wear it.
Just to show how elite he is.
Well, get yourself leveled on a Lindel, man. We can talk.
He's like, never going to happen. I'm safe.
Yeah, never going to happen. All right. And also, we have an outside.
Well, I want to talk one more thing about the favor of the Maris. What do you think? What do you guys think it is? Like the description is pretty vague.
The description is a little vague. It's a tactical skill, and it has it's greenish, and I think it's got a plus sign in it, which probably means it's going to be a healing skill of some sort.
That's a good you know, hypothesis you have there.
Yeah, look, it says it's going to be beneficial to your war steed during combat. So, heal steed? Heal your steed? One day cooldown, though. That's a pretty long cooldown.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, they wanted to, you know, be able to include a skill in general as a pre-order thing, just to be kind of different and kind of cool. But at the same time, by slapping a one-day cooldown on it, you know, it doesn't become like this huge advantage for people that have got the Legendary Edition, so that people that don't have it feel like they're, you know, completely ripped off by it. I mean, granted, I have heard and seen some people like complaining just for the fact that there is a skill included in that and they feel like they have to get it because of that. But, I mean, honestly, I really don't think it's going to be super impactful. It's going to be probably a save your hide once a day kind of thing. But all in all, I think it's, you know, a pretty cool idea to include a skill in pre-order content, especially like not instantly. It actually makes you work for it a bit. And, you know, those horse quests kind of really builds your anticipation for Rohan and mounted combat. Just seeing a couple of the horse skills, I suspect that those horse skills will probably carry over into actual mounted combat.
Okay. I think that's a good hypothesis.
I agree.
All right. Outside Lotro, we had a Lord of the Hats, where Lynette of Lynette's Lore is creating hats based off of actual hats in the game.
She's knitting hats. It's awesome. It's freaking awesome. And she's blogging the whole thing over at her blog. It's lynetteslore.mymiddleearth.com. Check it out. She's right now doing the spring flingers hat. It's that goofy looking hat with the horns on it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I am totally excited about this. I love people who are creative enough to do this. And she totally deserves you to go check it out.
She has a pull up right now. Would you wear the spring flinger cap with or without it, the horns added?
Yeah, she was debating whether the horns should be detachable because they're kind of, well, the silly part of the spring flinger's hat. And I don't know. I think that if you're going to make it, make it.
Yeah. I voted for it should be accurate.
Yeah.
Should have those horns.
I wish I could knit.
You could. You just,
you know, I was looking through my scrapbooking stuff, which I don't do that anymore either. But I found, apparently I have a crochet needle and a part of a crochet something that I started making. I don't even know what it is.
When was this?
I don't know. I don't recall ever crocheting.
Before I knew you.
So I have that in my bag in case I want to pick that up, I guess.
Excellent. Good case in case we need that in an emergency. All right, there's also a new Lotro video log that's going on, a vlog.
A vlog, if you will.
From A Week in Lotro.
And this is not the same Week in Lotro that Sindarin was doing. This is a different thing. He's got 3 episodes out currently, and you can go check it out. It's youtube.com/user/AWeekInLotro, all one word.
All right. And let's see, this poll for this week was pre-ordering Riders of Rohan. Now, take into consideration that this was mostly before the new announcement.
Correct. This was largely before the new announcement.
And it says, do you plan or have you already pre-ordered Riders of Rohan? You want to give the breakdown?
Yes. We had 1,351 voters on this poll. 34% say yes, they bought the Legendary Edition. So, Alba Katani, you guys are in the majority here. Yay. 16% said they will purchase with TP after release. 16% also said that they will pre-order, but they're undecided on which edition. 15% said they have no plans to purchase Rohan. 7% said they'll purchase from the LOTRO market after release. They're not going to pre-order. They're going to purchase afterwards. 7% said that they're going to get the base edition. 5% said other leave a comment. There was quite a few comments on this, actually.
Yeah.
And 15 votes, which equaled to 0%, because it wasn't even enough for 1%, said that they were going to get the heroic edition.
I still think the legendary edition should have had those quest packs in there. Sorry. Random aside.
I don't know. It's just kind of strange. Some people believe that the no quest packs belong in it because it's expansion content and it's stuff for end game players.
But it's just part of the thing to sweeten the deal. It doesn't have to be part of the expansion. You don't have to be literal.
Well, they're like, well, we've been playing for years and we don't need these quest packs. Well, somebody who might not need Rohan may see the quest packs and say, I need the quest packs, you know.
Okay.
The flip flop.
Yeah. All right. Riddles. Well, what's this week's poll so people know?
Oh, I don't have it open. It's something about cosmetic weapons. And it came from Himne at Cosmetic Lotro.
It says, if ever developed, would you be willing to pay for account-wide cosmetic weapons and accessories? There are varying choices. You can make yours at casualstrolltomordor.com.
That's right.
This week's Riddles in the Dark.
Riddles in the Dark is a analysis game that we're doing with the Riddles in the Dark. This is with Corey Olson and David Kale. And we're making predictions on how the Hobbit movies will portray things, basically. And we're going to take Elb and Catani because they're on here this week, just so you guys know. You guys are in this.
Right. So if you guess wrong, it's your fault.
And I have a response from Andang, too. He left one for me to read for him.
So the prediction will be, how will Gollum in The Hobbit compare to his portrayal in The Lord of the Rings? A, he will be portrayed as more sympathetic, perhaps by showing flashbacks or emphasizing his kinder Smeagol side. B, he will be pretty much the same. C, he will seem less sympathetic and more wicked and threatening, consistent with his long possession of the ring. Or D, none of the above. Corey and Dave just lack sufficient imagination when it comes to brainstorming answers. I've had that D before. Okay.
Oh, I did that last week with the no poll thing.
Katani, what do you think?
I think maybe B, probably about the same. I mean,
he's a recurring character type thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
Elb?
I'm going to go with A. I think more sympathetic. I mean, at the point in the story of The Hobbit is, you know, it's several years before Lord of the Rings. They're further from Mordor. The influence of the ring should actually be less potent, and his mood should therefore be a little kinder, a little more sympathetic. So I'm going to go with A.
This is so interesting because I say C.
I say C too.
I think he's going to be more less sympathetic and more wicked and threatening. He's got the ring. What I'm recalling from the book is he's just talking about how he's constantly going to eat Bilbo. Like, he is not nice. He's all like, let's go ahead and fine, we'll do a riddle game and then I'll eat you. Like,
he's going to eat him anyways.
Yeah.
You can be sympathetic about eating somebody. No, you can't. I'm going to eat you, but I'm going to feel very, very bad about it.
So that's what I'm going to feel. I'm going to be very upset about
I'm terribly sorry that I have to eat you.
I'm going
to
eat you.
So sorry about it.
Please beg your pardon.
I'll miss you when you're gone.
I'll miss you when you're gone, but you are certainly tasty, sir. So
that's what I thought. Aang Dang's response is D. He said, if you listen to the show, then you know Tolkien Perth opened up to include all sorts of crazy ideas. So his is this is crazy one. He's going with D, which is the none of the above. And here's why. Andy Serkis forgot which impression he was supposed to do. And so he did a Smeagol voice instead of Gollum. He actually just gives the ring to Bilbo without any riddles or anything. Since he's also a director, everyone thought it was correct and did not mention it to him. They do not notice the mistake until after they've already set the theatrical release tapes to the theaters. This will be corrected in the DVD release, but could confuse audience in the theaters, and rightfully so.
I commend your imagination, sir.
They invited it. That's what I say. Yeah. So we've got an answer for everything, thanks to the CSTM writers. Thanks, guys.
All right. So we're in complete disagreement.
That's right.
Per normal. All right. Let's head into Raise Your Glass.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
All right, the first one we've got is from Kyle C., who says, I have a friend that's free to play and has bought a writing skill, has level 1 through level 20, and a few alts. Would he be better off with the Mithril Edition or pre-ordering Riders of Rohan?
I responded with, I see no reason for him to pre-order.
There's no reason.
I told him, actually, instead of the Mithril Edition, to go check out the Steam Edition. It's free. It has a superior horse. The only reason he would want to look at the Mithril Edition is if it had quest packs that were more interesting to him.
I think you said it was free. I think you meant it was on sale. Is that right? I'm sorry.
What was free, honey?
Did you say that it was free?
What was free? I don't know what you're talking about.
The Steam pack. Am I just hearing things?
Pack is free. No. I said it had a superior horse.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's the same price as the Mithril Edition. They're both $30.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a little sad that the price went up on that because I was telling some friends about it. And I'm like, it's only $15. And I'm like, actually, wait, it's $30 now. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
If I said free, I was wrong. Just so you know, I don't remember what I said.
I don't remember what it's been a long day.
It's been a very long day. Albie, you want to read the next one? Or Kitani? I don't care who.
Elb, go.
I guess I'll read this one. You can read the long one.
Okay. That's fine. Kitani, go.
Oh, Brian said the Mithril Edition is $20. I guess you can do that then.
Steam packs.
I thought it was
better.
$29.99, though. I thought it was $30.
I thought it was too. All right.
You do math like my mom does, Brian.
Oh, hey. I was trying to read this with my mic muted, so maybe this will work better now.
Oh, okay.
This email's from Nick. Just a quick message saying thanks for the show. Loved it for a while now, and thanks for speaking up about the ripoff Turbine are pulling with this expansion. Hopefully someone at Turbine will notice. I guess.
We claim no.
No, we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we don't claim anything to that. We do, however, credit the forums.
Yeah. That is where all the vile, vile hatred was spewing.
You know what? Bri is right. It is down to $20 now.
Is that its regular price? It's not on sale?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because it was more expensive.
I swear it was $29.99.
Yeah, the download and the new are both $19 now.
Well, that's not so bad at all. There you go. It depends. You want to pay $20 for some that or $30 and get a really good horse.
I still think that the Steam one is really aimed towards people at lower levels, but whatever.
Okay. Elb, for the intelligible name that I will not try to say.
Hathorreb.
Oh, very good.
DH in Tolkien language is pronounced like a TH. Dear American Golden Star, I was listening to your podcast about the Riders of Rohan release, and you said a few things about a proposed new city called Snowborn. When I heard that it would be a town that got built as people completed quests for the NPCs there, I became extremely excited. I also began thinking of the war fronts in Rift. So here is my idea. Snowborn gets rebuilt by level 75 to 85 players doing the quests, and every so often when it nears completion, there is a LOTRO equivalent of a warfront. Hundreds of baddies, including some bosses and lieutenants of the enemy, start attacking. Some will be scheduled, others will be randomly triggered, and when it gets close to a certain point of completion and there are enough players in the area to defend it, skirmish soldiers would be allowed within the city without purchasing landscape time until the attack is done. Certain buffs, such as experience and morale bonuses, would be awarded by keeping control of certain parts of the city. I wanted to tell you guys and all your listeners of my idea so that a critical mass of players would be asking for something similar to that. Turbine would listen. Hathorreb of Arkenstone.
It's an interesting concept. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends, how often the attacks, would be. Are there any like repercussions if you lose? I mean, what happens if you lose? Like, you're the only person there and like 20 bands of orcs come at your town and you're like, oh my god.
You know, the thing that makes me think of is Barnavon in in the Isengard expansion area, where there's only like a few guys like attacking the town like at all times. It was, they ended up changing it because players hated it, and I think this for this reason, like I would hate to like go say AFK in that town, and all of a sudden war breaks out. I come back, I'm sitting there in the middle of town dead. You know, like I think
you're a warden. You'd just be standing there laughing. What are you talking about?
Well, let's say I'm on a, you know, a less robust class. Yeah. And but yeah, I think, you know, the idea may be better isolated to a skirmish specifically, but I think in the open world like that, there's a lot of flaws and problems. And over time, once that's no longer end game content, and you got people leveling through there, you're coming through and not the best gear, do you really want a town that's just going to be attacked at random? Probably not. I mean, it's definitely a neat idea, and there's some interesting things about it. But I think probably I don't see anything like that ever going in, especially because of, you know, small isolated things where they've done things similar to that before, and it hasn't been met with good response. So I don't think we'll see that.
But it is, like you said, there are some really cool ideas there that could be put into other different kinds of things, like skirmishes or something like that.
Oh yeah, like definitely. I think like certain like server-wide unlockable things, like back in Shadows of Angmar, around the time they were getting ready to finish off the Shadows of Angmar part of the story and get ready for Moria, there was I think it was book 14. A certain number of people in the server had to complete a certain part of the book quest to open up a certain event that happened on the server, and that was kind of neat. And it's kind of makes me think of that too. And the same thing when the Turtle Raid came out, a certain number of quests had to be completed by the server as a whole to unlock the Turtle Raid. So as an idea, maybe something like that, as an unlockable skirmish server-wide, like, you know, as a server, you know, certain number of people have to build up the city to a certain extent or whatever to unlock this event. But I think as far as having the event itself in the open world, probably not the best idea. But as a possible unlockable, like, instanced type thing, I think it would be a brilliant idea.
There you go.
Okay, I have one more email that I need to read for the Razor Glass before we continue on. Ready?
Ready.
Dear Golden Star and Merrick, I remember you saying that the two of you met in an MMO. I thought you might be interested in my story. My boyfriend and I met in Lotro, and it was because of CSDM. The first time we met in-game, it was during the Fellowship Walk charity event, the one that went to Rivendell. I don't recall if we spoke much at that time, but I remembered the incident enough to introduce myself the next time I saw him in-game on the Bull Roarer server. We ended up running a few raids together and kept in touch from there. Soon, we were talking every day, and before either of us realized what was happening, we were in love. The first time we met in person was at PAX East. We spent 3 days walking hand in hand around the convention center, pretty much oblivious to everything except each other. At one point, we'd circled around the turbine booth enough times for Sapiens to notice and comment. Not all that wander who wander are lost. That was the best way to sum things up. In fact, I felt like I had finally found my place in the world. Now, over a year later, I can't imagine my life without him. He's my best friend and the love of my life. And now I'm hoping for your help in asking him a very important question.
Tyler, will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die! they're probably busy kissing and hugging right now, but I'm so excited!
That's very cool.
Katani and I have been planning this, and I've been so excited. a casual stroll to marriage. isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm
crying.
That's
very cool.
I'm crying. I can't help it.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
Congrats, you two.
Congratulations, you two. We're so happy for you.
Oh.
I was completely blindsided by that. I look around and I see a few more kinmates in the chat room than normally show up. So now
I'm starting to understand why. So we were worried that you were going to catch on, and that's why her email is not included in the show notes that you can see, obviously.
Obviously. I'm like, wow, this sounds like a really familiar story. And then once it got to the PAX East part, I'm like, aw, this is something familiar because it's my story.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Yay!
I was so nervous for Katani. I know Katani's probably super, super nervous, but I was so nervous for her. I'm like, you sure you want to do this on the air? She said, yeah, it's going to be okay.
Congratulations, you two.
Yeah. Well, thank you for reading that for me, because I don't think I would have been able to get through it.
Aww.
It's all downhill from here.
What?
I mean, it's all great.
I would have been like, wait, what's going on?
Okay.
It probably would have taken me a minute, like, legitimately, and like, oh.
That's very cool, guys. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was adorable. Anyway, player achievements.
All right.
I don't know if our player achievements are going to top that, but...
Dear Casual Sword of Mordor, I proposed and my boyfriend said yes.
Katani. Fine, Katani.
All right. Elrion writes, Lore Master of Landerville, finally finished Volume 3, Book 4, 30 freaking epic book quests and all quests through Dunland in between, and it only took me, what, 8 months? Ugh, I'm glad it's over with.
Yulian of the Less is Moria kinship on Crick Hollow writes, Hi Golden Star and Merrick, I'm Yulian from the Crick Hollow server. That's just Julian without the J, because Julian's always taken. I signed into the Spring Festival for only the last day to get enough leaves for the Simmer blah 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 blah, blah horse. She actually write that blah 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 blah. That's how I say it, but she spelled it how I say it. I tried the flower collecting thing for the first time and spent the whole hour, 20 minutes in each location, collecting flowers for about 120 of each. Such thrilling work. Went back to turn them in and got my third gift box. I got the Seed of the Jester. Sorry, Golden Star, if you didn't get it. I didn't. You were extremely lucky. I love the jingling through the dangerous areas. Now it ain't no thing. And I'm starting to pose majestically off cliffs for the screenshots I assume someone must be taking of me. Yulian of the Less is Moria kinship on Crick Hollow.
I'll go ahead and read it and leave the happy couple.
Yeah, they're busy.
Ezekiel writes, played for the first time in a week or so on Wednesday. Remembered why I took a break. Ever since ROI, the latency on dial-up, whether it's from Turbine or from my ISP, has increased, making it somewhat difficult to do anything in a group, even three-man instances. Plus, the occasional latency spike for no apparent reason makes some solo work difficult as well. That said, Alex the Hill, 75 champion of Nimrodil, joined two of his kinnies from the Sheriffs of Sidonia in a pair of quick three-man runs on Dark Delvings and 16th Hall. Completed challenge mode on both, even though DD took us a few tries on the boss to finish. Launching into the air and damage reflex are painful no matter what level you are. Hadrick, 17 Warden, also of Nimrodil, has almost finished aiding his fellow hobbits in the Shire, and matters have occurred that may lead him to leave the bounds thereof.
Methedraliel. I'm tired, folks. I've been talking for a long time. Ophelia writes, picked Lotro back up after 5 months of inactivity. I decided to start fresh on a new server, made sure to check here periodically to see what's going on. Pretty excited for Riders of Rohan. Probably going to get the Legendary Edition. Melithedral? Methi? I'm saying it. I don't know. Ophelia. Thank you for writing anyway.
And La Sonata writes, or actually gave me a tell-in game and said, I made it to Weatherstock, saw American Golden Star, and lived to tell about it.
That's great.
All right. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews.
Golden Star Fan 473.
What the heck?
I love how it assumes that there's 472 other ones.
Did you make the name up?
I did not. It's really there. If you go to our iTunes account and look, it's the latest review. Golden Star Fan 473.
What the heck? I don't get people who says that. Whatever. Fine.
I love you, Golden Star Fan 473, and I think you're awesome.
Where's Merrick Fan 5000?
No such thing.
I'm changing my name and giving us a review.
I'm Merrick's Fan 001.
That's true. Donate. We'd like to thank the following people for their donations. Michael L.
Colin B.
Jeffrey G.
Ricardo B.
And Paul W. And thanks, how guys. Can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or on Google+. Just check out our website for links to those thingy-majiggers. You can leave us a review on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace with names such as GoldenFan473. If you just feel like it. And you can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio, where love happens. Love people.
Bringing people together over the interwebs.
Yeah. Congratulations again, you guys. That was so, I've been so excited for this.
It's funny too, because this was almost met with tragedy, because I got called into work. Luckily, I only had to go in for about half an hour. If I had to stay the whole time, I would have actually missed the show.
Oh, I know so. That. Katani was flipping out and messaging me. I had to go into work. Well,
she kept her cool relatively well on this end of things. Like, she was upset, being called in is not cool, but she did a pretty good job of not making it obvious that there was some other reason that this was, like, really important.
Yeah, she's like, no, we have to go to the
coworker's death. Is all.
All right. Well, congratulations, you two. It was very cool, and yeah, what can I say?
See you guys next week.
We're never gonna top this podcast.
Probably not.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on MyMiddleEarth.com. That's MyMiddle-Earth.com.